Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 8 September 2021, and welcome to this broadcast. You are in for a treat. Our guest I had scheduled had to cancel, and it's always in God's hands. Our guest, to bring up a few minutes, folks, is the first time he's ever been on my broadcast. I met him for the first time in St. Charles a couple weeks ago, and I want to tell you all about him in a minute. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be a very, very informative and interesting interview. Before I go to our guest, though, don't forget tomorrow is Thursday. Lord willing, I'll be in office all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I would love to hear from you tomorrow. I truly would. That's what we're in office for, folks. Take your phone calls, answer questions, do what I can to help you any way I can, just to encourage you perhaps, whatever. I'll be in the office tomorrow. I'll also be here to, in case you want to order one of the t-shirts we have offered. If you go online, folks, our website, pastorbutch.com, check out the t-shirts. Matter of fact, our guest tonight, his wife, Shanita, saw the t-shirt on our table and ordered one while we were out there with her in St. Louis, or in St. Charles also. So she's impressed with him. So if she's impressed, I think you will be too. But folks, the t-shirts are making a statement, a bold statement about fear with the lion and the sheep, about fear. If you have the gall to wear this in public, $24.95 will get it delivered right to you. All you have to do tomorrow is call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And tell us what size you need, okay? Of course, we're still offering a book on the false teaching, once saved, always saved. Some people are liking that book. They really are. We're going to have to get some more coming in pretty soon, but we're offering it, folks, for $5 because it's given to us as a gift. All I'm charging is posting and handling for an envelope. That's all I'm charging. $5 delivered to your door, the fallacy of the teaching, once saved, always saved. And although I have the book here, a little booklet on divorce and remarriage, you're still seeing. No one's ordered it, and it's only a buck. But anyway, I'm amazed. I don't know. But folks, these false teachings of once saved, always saved has destroyed a lot of homes, a lot of lives, and a lot of souls. I hope you get a copy of it. It's $5 delivered to your door. You can call tomorrow and get it at, again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, I'm going to move on now to introduce our guest. I got to meet this gentleman not for a very long period of time, but I was impressed with who he is and what he had to say. My table, our little table, was right next to his pretty good-sized table with all the things he had to offer. I looked up some of his information. I walked up and got some off his table and read about him. I thought, gee, this guy is interesting. To say the least, he's got a lot of information I think we need to share. And David Hevener is his name, does a live television program, but also it's actually the first of its kind news and commentary program delving into the supernatural. Now, this is all from a Christian perspective. Supernatural, paranormal, and prophetic. That's all scripture, folks. Yeah, there is supernatural. There is paranormal. There truly is. There are demons and devils everywhere. But there are topics that, from a Christian perspective, that covers all these. He's brings in issues on all different kind of topics, on even aliens and different things, and where they come from and who they really are. This guy, just reading his little bit of biography here, is fascinating. And I was impressed with him and his beautiful wife, and their Christian demeanor. And David Heaven, are you there?
Hey, Pastor, I'm here. It's so good to be with you, and thank you for those kind words, and thank you for everything that you're doing. You're a warrior on the front lines, and God bless you.
Well, it's something that, as we all learn, and Missouri, and I know you enjoyed as much as I did, but it's good to get around people of like mind, several hundred people of like mind, who know who we are in Christ and what we're here for. That was refreshing, was it not?
Oh, amen, it was, brother. You know, here's the thing. As time goes on, and you know, you and I talked about this briefly, we're not only in the last days, I believe we're in the final hour, but as we get closer to that time, we're going to look around and see less people around us. We're going to see God's elect. God is now calling out his people.
Amen.
And so when we're around, and I'm not saying everyone there was God's elect, but a lot were. So when we're around like-minded, like-spirited, it makes you feel like you've come home, you know, like you're with family, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so thankful that at least I got to meet you and you know, get to know you and have a chance to learn about you, because what you're doing is something I've always been interested in. I just never had the talent or the time to get into it. When you talk about, you know, alien demon deception and end time prophecy and new age in the church and demon portals, and do demons have names? Yes, they do, folks. They have names, by the way. They actually have names. In your Bible, some of them, they really are. Hollywood mind control. All this we know about. We know these things are real, but most churches will not touch them. Most pastors are totally ignorant of them or afraid of them, maybe both. I don't know which. But David, you stepped out in the front lines and covered some things here that are very, untouchable in today's churches as a whole, have you not?
A good word. I like that, untouchable. I don't think anybody's used that yet that I've heard. Here's the thing, is that we are facing an apostate church. We're facing a time where God's people will wake up and realize that you've got two systems. You have God's system and you have the religious system. Now, the religious system is going to be the system that most people will fall into. It's apostate. It's not real. But they will think it's real, and they will come against the true believers, okay? And to answer your question in a roundabout way, is the reason that we are in the condition we're in right now, and the reason the church is so apostate, is because we've allowed these skinny-legged, I call them pussycat, teaching the cotton candy Jesus and the Six Flags Over Jesus churches. We've allowed this, and we traded the truth for sensationalism. And so this is why we are where we are. The church does not want to talk about demons. They don't want to talk about even healing, much less raising people from the dead. They don't want to talk about signs and wonders. Why? Because it's been taken over by the Antichrist, the religious system. Not all churches now, but the apostate church has been taken over by the Antichrist, the Luciferian government, and they do not want people to hear about the things that, Pastor, that you and I are talking about right now.
Oh, very true, very true. You know, back in 1993, March 93, I started on the radio, my first broadcast, on a 50,000-watt station right here near where I live. And it's expanded some since then, praise God. But nonetheless, I started teaching things in the Scripture that most pastors didn't touch. And I didn't mean to be controversial. I didn't. But I was trying to cover all issues. And then I started getting into things happening in the news and what's going behind the news and trying to tie it into it with the Bible. And golly, they even threatened to burn down the radio station. You know, I mean, people didn't like what I was saying. And I really thought, well, maybe I'm the one that's off base. Nobody else talking about this. Maybe I'm the one that's, you know, really weird here. Then I got to meet Tex Myers. And he kind of gave me a little boost. And got to meet a few other people out there in the front lines starting off. And going on 30 years now, I've done this and trying to warn people about taking current events, show you in Scripture where they're relevant to today, trying to show how Satan is working in the world, how deceiving people right into the wearing a mask and finally into the mark. All this is all biblical. But for a long time, I felt like a June bug in a chicken coop all by myself. You know? And that's just the way it was. So it's good to run guys like you that are not afraid to tackle tough topics. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. If you imagine a funnel, we're headed toward the small end of the funnel.
Dave, you're breaking up really bad. You're breaking up really bad, David. You're breaking up really bad.
Okay.
Really bad.
Can you hear me okay now?
That's better. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, sorry. He said that it's like a funnel. The tip end of a funnel, which is a small end, the closer you get to it, which is where the truth is, the less people are going to be around you. So the closer you get to the truth, the fewer people there are around you. So I just want to encourage your listeners to always discern the spirits. You know, we talk about discerning the spirits, and we think these are just discerning evil spirits. But we're at a time, Pastor, we have to discern who belongs to God and who doesn't. Because we're in Matthew 24, where deception will run rapid, right? And so we need to not only discern the evil spirits, but we need to discern God's spirits.
Amen. Go ahead. That's a good statement. Continue.
So the thing is, as we come in, you know, the Last Evangelist, which is my TV series, the first episode, which we just finished shooting, it'll be out in a couple of months. It deals with underground church. I play a cop. It's like CSI meets the Book of Revelation. I play a cop where I bust underground churches. And because they're not registered, you have to be registered. Until God speaks to me and says, why are you persecuting my people? And so with the Bible, go after the Antichrist. And so we are living in these days. If you think for one moment, that when I say you, I'm not talking about you, Pastor, necessarily. I'm talking about anyone listening, myself. If we think for one moment that we're going to go back to, quote, normal, things will go back to the way they were. They will never go back to the way they were.
No,
this
they will
is an
not.
Orchestrated effort. No, it's orchestrated. It's orchestrated by the Antichrist, by the Luciferian government, and it will get even worse. If you look at Afghanistan right now, the persecution, you're going to see a good beta test for the United States. Okay, what's going to happen? So we will have to be registered or unregistered, just like in Last Evangelist. And if you're not, there'll be consequences. What we've seen so far what's going to happen in the future is going to look like what we've been through in the past, look like Mary Poppins. So you got to buckle up and get ready for this ride, because we're headed for heaven, all of us, but it's going to be a bumpy ride.
It could be a hell in between, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's very true. You know, one that you just mentioned, Matthew 24, and one verse in there that always stuck in my mind, in Matthew 24 says, because iniquity, and iniquity just means lawlessness. Because lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, you just wonder about that. Now, I realize it, because lawlessness, and that's what sin is, folks, lawlessness, iniquity. Because it abounds, the church has become accustomed to it, and their love has grown cold to God. That's what he's talking about. The love will wax cold. to God Almighty because we got accustomed to the sin. As the McCamus used to sing years ago on one of their songs back in the 80s was Getting Used to the Dark. The church hasn't stood up and shined the light. They got used to the dark. That's why we tolerate these things. But brother, we are seeing, and not with the natural eyes perhaps, but we're seeing demonic influence, are we not, on world leaders and world governments?
Absolutely. What we're experiencing right now is the manifestation of the beginning of the unveiling of the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one. But he must have an opening act, you might say, a warm up act. And so what we're seeing are several things. We're seeing people that are deceived. We're seeing people that are deceivers. And we're seeing people that are actually taken over in the troops of the Antichrist. Okay? When you see these in government, not just government, but in the financial, there's four systems I talk about in my presentation. I talk about the political. I talk about the financial. I talk about the cultural, and I talk about the religious system. All four of these systems have these demonic people that are possessed, they're oppressed, they're deceived, and they're deceivers. And this is a lot of them are taken over. And this is why you scratch your head sometimes, Pastor, and you go, if you've been like me, you go, did that really happen? Or how could that person do that? Or how could that federal judge rule like that? How could that Supreme Court make that decision? How could that political figure? Well, the reason is because God has given them over, like Scripture talks about. Basically, they're insane. It's a spiritual insanity that we're experiencing. And you think this is something? Just wait. As we go down the road, you're going to see some crazy stuff happening.
Well, you know, I've never seen such a spirit of fear take over the so-called church today. I mean, a virus that they can't even find to exist literally closed churches that closed by the thousands. The Christians held in their homes, scared to go out because they were afraid of a virus. Christ, we're commanded in Hebrews 10:25 to gather together in His name, especially when we get close to the last days. But the church is literally shut down because they walked in fear. And I don't understand that. I didn't know that God gave us a spirit of fear. I thought He said He didn't. So if we're walking in fear of death, Hebrews 2 says that Christ helps overcome that fear of death. Why are we afraid of dying? You know, if you're afraid of dying, brother, you're afraid to live, aren't you?
Absolutely. You must lose your life to gain your life.
That's right.
The churches are not closed down, Pastor. They're open, but they're open, unfortunately, to give what I call the vaccine, the V, the jab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't this a sad state of affair where they will close down and stop preaching the gospel, but at the snap of a finger, they'll be happy to open up and administer what I consider something that could open the door for the moving of the Antichrist.
Some would call it
the mark of the beast. I think it's a door that's open. As far as fear, that's the enemy's greatest weapon. And I believe that's why Scripture talks about God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
That's right. That's right.
I was going to the eye doctor the other day, and one of the things I do fear is I don't like messing with my eyes. And I tell my wife, I said, honey, I'm scared, you know. And she said, well, let me pray for you. So she laid her hands on me. She prayed for me. It was just a simple prayer. And all of a sudden, God breathed on me. He breathed the Scripture on me, David. I am not the author of fear.
Amen.
I give you love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. And so, because the Word of God is alive, you know that. It's not on the page. It's alive. God always wants to jump off the page into our life. So if we will just let the Spirit of God breathe on us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, and let us fill with those three things, there won't be any room for fear. You You say, look, Lord, I've given you my life. It doesn't belong to me. You do with it what you want, but I will stand on truth, and I will stand for you, come hell or high water.
Hey, that's a bold statement. That's why Christ told us to count the cost. Don't put your hand to the plow
right.
And look back. It's very, very important. But, David, with your knowledge and what you see happening right now around the world, not just here, this is around the world, what powers do you see that are moving in? As I did a teaching a couple months ago entitled From the Mask to the Mark, and I tried to explain to everybody step by step how we got where we are and how we're continuing right into the beast. But what do you see from the spiritual insight you have, what's coming down, not just with COVID, but the whole thing together, finances, everything? What do you see?
Well, first of all, it's like I said, it's orchestrated by a Luciferian government. And this is, people think of the deep state. This is underneath the deep state. The deep state is just a mask that's being worn by the Luciferian government. This government is worldwide. This government knows no boundaries. It has no allegiance to a nationality or a country. This Luciferian government has only one allegiance, and that's to the Antichrist. So what he's doing is he's playing different parts of the world into a place where they will come together as one. And I'll explain this. Look at Afghanistan. This boggles my mind because how in the world could you just leave people behind, close the door, not talk about it, and yet the media is not saying much about it? Well, in my opinion, this is a beta test to see how what it's like for Christians to be persecuted. We're seeing it every day on the news, how Christians are being persecuted by evil, okay? And they're doing this for a reason. It's like rats in a cage. They want to see behavior. They want to see the response from other people. Will other people rise up? So you've got that. Now you've got the virus. Which, you know, as we know, or we believe we know, came out of China, orchestrated.
By the way, I just want to say this very quickly. A 900-page document was found today or yesterday that proved that Fauci and his organization, I have the writing right here, sent this to China, to Wuhan, to be studied with bats, believe it or not. And they funded it. They couldn't do it in the country legally, so they sent to China. Senator Rand Paul mentions to Fauci about a month or two ago, and Fauci called me a liar. Yep. While the documents come out, it's proven that we sent that to China to be experimented with. That's a proven fact now. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, you can see that on the news. That's not something that you and I are bringing up for the first time. This is something that other people are already talking about. We're just reiterating it. But you see, Pastor, here's what gets me: is where are the people? Who's talking about this? Where's the media? Where's just the people in general? Well, you see, all of this again is a test by the Luciferian government to see the reaction of people, to see how far it can go, to see what to do. So you've got Afghanistan, you have China, and now what you've got here is you have the United States. Unfortunately, what I think we're going to see in the next 6 to 9 months here in the United States is something we've never seen before.
I agree.
We're going to see, we're going to see with the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's going to be a great divide. It's going to be, you're going to see really God's people stand up. They're going to have to. But then you're going to see the head of the Antichrist, the beast, rise up, and he's going to start being bold, and he's going to start manifesting blatantly. I'm talking blatantly. We don't care what you think. We don't care what you do. This is our agenda, says the Antichrist. This is what we're going to do. People right now are going to have to make a decision right now. No more playing church. You're going to have to be the church. You're going to have to walk with God in truth and in spirit with no fear.
The pastors of this country, should be taken to the Bible, to the churches every weekend, teaching them what's happening in the world and how it ties to Scripture. How to prepare themselves for what's coming. how to reach lost souls for the glory of God, because people are going to be snared by Satan by the millions, by the billions, actually. And the church should be showing the people, this is what's happening. This is prophesied. We're watching America, which is we know that all nations that forget God are turned into hell. America certainly knew one time, knew who God was, and one time maybe tried to glorify him a little bit. But he turned the back upon him, iniquity abounds, and he's judging this country. He's judging the world. But the pastors will not talk about this, brother. I guess they're afraid they'll be asked to leave. I was asked to leave churches before, nothing new, because I wanted to show them what's happening scripturally that's prophesied, that's going on right now. But most people simply don't want to hear that. They want to hear how to be born again for the 100th time, how to be saved for the 200th time. They want to hear that. They don't want to hear about what's happening in the world that we must prepare ourselves for and warn others about. They don't want to hear that, brother. They don't want to hear it.
Absolutely. And one of the other problems, too, is I went to a large church. My daughter took me to a large church last Sunday, and she goes, Dad, I know. You don't like, and don't get out your phone, Dad, and start filming things, because I usually do this, and it gets me in trouble. But I went to, and I noticed, and this is something I always notice when I go there, but you see, the word repent doesn't exist anymore in these churches.
No, it doesn't.
You know, they have a manufactured a counterfeit altar call. You know, it's not really. But and I told my daughter, she goes, well, you know, we know we're sinners. I said, look, I said, you don't. People in the church don't know what it's like to repent.
They were losing again. We're losing again, David. We're losing again.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Now that's Hello? Better. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I can hear you.
So they are children of parents that went to that church 20, 30 years ago, generation after generation. And Pastor, if you have generation after generation that doesn't really understand what repent means, how in the world will you ever have salvation or revival? It's not going to happen. And so you can't do it. And so, you know, these pastors, I'm really to the point now, I don't show a lot of mercy. I used to, but I tell pastors, if you don't get in the pulpit, this Sunday, if you get in the pulpit and you don't start speaking truth, and I'm talking truth, then get out of the pulpit. Just get out. You know, don't get up there and embarrass God and take up empty space and actually lead people into hell, you know. And people come to me and say, David, you gotta don't be so hard on God. But, you know, you get to the point where you keep saying it over and over again. It falls on your ears, and people, they're not listening. So John the Baptist say to what did John the Baptist say to the Pharisees? And the scribes, they came
repent.
Down to, you know, get baptized. Repent. He said, repent. I'm paraphrasing, you sons of hell, you vipers, you snakes. Not only are you going to hell, but you're taking people with you.
And paving the way for them. Don't lose that thought. Hang on to the break, please. Please don't lose that thought. Folks, after the break, if you want to call and talk to us, you may do that. 844-769-2944. Check out DavidHeavener.tv. DavidHeavener.tv.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, that theme song we played on the radio for almost 29 years. This is war. And we're talking to David Heavener. If you'll check out David Heavener, H-E-A-V-E-N. Heaven with an E-R on the end of it. DavidHeavener.tv. Check it out. I think you found it very worthwhile listening to. We're discussing before the break. We've got a lot more to talk about, folks. And the phone line's open if you want to talk to us. What the churches don't want to teach today, that the two most unpopular words in the country, but even inside the church today, two most unpopular words, folks: repent and obey. Repent and obey is very, very seldom taught today in churches, because they don't want to lose their membership. They don't want to lose their numbers. But I'm watching churches in our area, David, used to run 180, 200, 300, 250 in church services, down to 12 to 15. The churches are dying because they won't preach the Bible. And that's just a sad state of affairs, but it is what it is. Now, you were making some points before the break. Go ahead and make some more points.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you brought that up, because if you look at these churches on every corner, a lot of them are Baptist, Methodist, Episcopal, Lutheran. I don't want to leave I'm coming on to everybody, and I don't want to leave anybody out. But they're dying off.
Yes, they are.
Because they're holding on to a counterfeit gospel. They're holding on to the gospel of yesteryear. And that gospel, see, God's always moving. God doesn't stand still, okay? And the problem with people is they want to stand still. You know what? I got my little comfortable Jesus right here. It's the way my grandfather did it, my grandfather's grandfather. And that becomes their God. That becomes their Bible. That becomes their religion. So the first sect that we need to talk about are the old folks in these churches. And some of these churches could be old folks homes. They could be retirement centers.
Very true. And not all of them.
There's some. I've walked into some of these the small Baptist churches that let me talk, and they're on fire for God, and they're just praying that, you know, God would send somebody. But for the most part, the reason they're dying is because people are dying off, and nobody wants to go there and listen to the old folk gospel that's counterfeit anyway. So the young person goes off, and they start their own church, the Six Flags Over Jesus Church, with the skinny leg preachers, and then they preach their feel-good gospel. So somewhere between that Six Flags Over Jesus feel-good gospel and the old folks home, old Baptist, Methodist, you know, granddaddy gospel, when I say gospel, I don't mean the truth. I'm talking about they've created their own. So in between that is where everybody gets caught, somewhere in between. Now, God's people, you and I and the people listening, I hope, we are not in that sandwich. We are not to be partakers of any of that. You cannot put new wine into old wineskins. Jesus, the truth, is new wine. Brother, you and I are new wine, and God's using you, okay? And I believe he's using a lot of people out there listening to you to bring forth the gospel in these last days, because you are new wine. Jesus was new wine. And so that's why we cannot allow ourselves to be put in this old system of religion, whether it's the new kids with the skinny leg jeans or the old people, you know, gray hair people that sit in the same pew every month, every Sunday. We can't allow that to happen. So I don't know if I to answer your question, I made a short story long or not, but that's what I have to say about it.
I totally agree with you. I truly do. I really do. You know, I can remember when I first was born again, last Wednesday night in 1971, I attended a Baptist church I got married in. They were on fire for God. They preached holiness. They preached righteousness. They preached the way it should be. And I've seen a lot of miracles, a lot of things happen in that church. It started to die away. And I hate to say that, but it did. It's almost gone now as far as being a true church of God today. You know, I want to ask you a couple questions. Then we're going to get the phone lines. And folks, the phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. How did you get interested in all these different topics on demonic activity and end time prophecies and miracles and healings and Hollywood mind control? How did you get interested in that? And how long have you been doing it?
Well, when I was 7 years old, I accepted Christ. I went forward and I was baptized, and nobody could believe it. They thought I was just, you know, didn't know. But I started praying in school at 7, 8, 9 years old. Kids made fun of me. I saw supernatural events when I was driving in a car with my grandfather, and I supernaturally saw angels pick up our car and move us away from a front-end collision with a semi. I saw this, and I would tell people, I would say, I see an angel over there. I see things, you know, and I also saw the dark side, too, you know, as a kid. Well, I kind of hit, I didn't say much about it because I was ridiculed, and I got to thinking, maybe I'm crazy, you know. And so I went on to, you know, I'm still a Christian, and I went through my years of being a music minister. And, of course, then I got in the film industry, so I was making movies. But I was still, you know, doing music in churches on Sunday. But what happened, Pastor, is I became two people. I became my Hollywood David Monday through Saturday, and then on Sunday I would become my Jesus David. I was two separate people, and then I was miserable because I wasn't truthful to anybody, and I wasn't truthful to myself or to God. But one night I crashed and I burned. I melted. I literally died. I really did. But when God rose me back up from the dead, he brought the movie-making David along with the God side of David together as one, and he gave me what I call spiritual integrity. which means no matter where I went as one person. If I went into the film industry, I took God with me. If I went into church, I took Hollywood with me. I was one. I did not compromise. And so what happened is through all of this, I decided to get into the ministry. God brought me into the ministry. And so I got hooked up with the Baptist Association, Southern Baptist Association, and they gave me a church, and I started preaching. I started building the church, and God said to me, David, what are you doing? I said, Lord, I got 200 people out here within 3 or 4 months. I'm building this church. He said, you're right. You're building this church. You're not building my church. And I said, what, Lord? What do you want? He said, you tell the truth. Do not step back into that pulpit unless you're ready to tell the truth. I got into that pulpit that Sunday morning. I'll never forget it. My family was sitting on the front row. And I said, the first thing that I have to say is there's a lot of people going to hell, and many of them are sitting right here in this church. And boy, you could have heard a pin drop. I said, There'll be no more praying for Hollywood. There'll be no more praying for godless things. I said, if you want to pray for someone in Hollywood to be saved, but there'll be no more praying lifting up Hollywood, because they would come in and do that. And I said, there will be no more praying and lifting up a movie, even if it's a Christian movie that has godless actors in it. There'll be no more of that. It will stop right here. Well, Pastor, I'm the only guy I know that can take a church of 200 people down to 7 within 30 days.
Brother, I'm going to tell you what. I'd rather have 7 godly people than 700 I got to fight with all the time.
You're right. So anyway, I finally listened to God. He said, listen, David, I put you in the film industry for a reason, and here's why. I want you to get your phone, and I want you to go visit a place called the Bible That Leaks Oil. There was a Bible leaking oil in Georgia. And I said, Lord, I can do that. He said, you just film it. And I said, okay. So I filmed it, put it up on YouTube. Overnight, it hit almost 3 million views. And then all of a sudden, I had a YouTube channel of about 70 or 80,000 followers. And then I had people call me, wanting me to interview them. And I had people calling me, wanting to interview me. And but through all of this, I need to back up a little bit. I always prayed to God and said, God, please allow me to use what you've given me in the supernatural, in the things that I've had to deal with, demons and angels and all in between. Even aliens, with my experience with people being abducted and myself, I said, allow me to speak this one day. And so he gave me the platform with DavidHebner.tv to do it, and also YouTube, and we have Roku and a lot of other platforms. And plus, I've interviewed, and I'm friends, and I speak with some of what I consider some of the top people in the world that have given their life to the Lord in these categories of demonic activity, aliens and demons, astral projection, program multiples, and all these things the church doesn't want to talk about.
You know, that's exciting. And the Lord's blessed you to grow this ministry that you're in now to an immense ministry around the world, actually, and the stand you've taken, and you're proven to people that God really is supernatural. He's in charge of the supernatural. There is paranormal. He's in charge of that. We know Satan and his demons and devils are all over this world, and they manifest themselves in many different ways. They actually possess people. What really gets me, Dave, is a lot of Christians think, well, we can't be possessed. We're Christians. David, some of the most possessed people or most controlled people, possessed and oppressed are Christians. Would you agree with that?
Amen. They are. Well, absolutely. Some of them are in the pulpit. They're in positions of the church. This is another thing that I teach on and that I talk about, is if you think Satan doesn't go to church, you're crazy. Matter of fact, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the first encounters Jesus had with a demon, other than the 40 days, was in a church in Capernaum. He went in there, and the demon spoke. And of course, he threw the demon out, but you're going to. This is where the demons are. They're in the church, usually in positions of leadership, so that they can control. And that's why people have to understand the enemy. If you don't understand the enemy, how in the world will you ever win a war? And we are, Amen. Like you said, we're in a war. We are soldiers in a war. We're military. We're God's military. And, buddy, we've got to strap up our boots and understand that we're in the battle, and we got to get in there and be willing to be on the front lines.
Amen. Amen. You know, over the years, I've interviewed some people like Kevin Sorbo and his wife Samantha and others who tried to make some Christian films. I think done a pretty good job. And you know, I like to thank them out there doing the things that Christ wants them to, because they're talking to people by video, by film. Now, we're going to get the phone calls. I promise, folks, 844-769-2944. You want to call, you better hurry. So, very quickly, before we go to the phone lines, we only got one caller so far. We'll get on just a minute. But with your inside knowledge of what's going on, before the end of the year, what do you sense in your spirit could be coming to this country, or the world, but to this country specifically?
Well, I was just talking to my niece, who's a nurse, and I said, how many flu cases did you see last year? And she looked at me like a deer in headlights, and she said, none. I said,
yep.
None? The flu? Are you telling me zero? Is that what you're telling me? She goes, yeah. And I said, do you know why? And she goes, no. And she says, well, I think it's mask. And I said, hey, do you really believe that having no flu cases is because of mask? And so, and she says, no. I said, do you believe there's something else behind that? And she goes, yeah. Now, so here's my point. My point is, I believe there's going to be unleashed a strand between now and the end of the year like we haven't seen before. What's going to happen, there'll be another lockdown. It'll be heavier, more mandatory, more regulated. And there will be a lot more people that will end up in the hospital. But there'll be a great divide, Pastor. The exciting part about this is God's people are waking up. God's people waking up to their authority, to their power. So I don't want to talk gloom and doom. I want to talk reality. And reality, if you read Matthew 24, you'll see that Jesus talked about this. There comes a time in the next 6 months is that we will be separated, the oil from the water, okay, the goats from the sheep. We are God's sheep, and we will separate, and we will come together and bind together. And this will be a great, great revival, not like the Billy Graham revival, but a reviving of truth, of enlightenment, and of courage. No fear,
Amen.
But courage.
Amen.
That's,
I agree. And,
yeah.
You know, people read, and I said this many times, people read Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, and it's a fantastic chapter. And we know Noah and built the ark, and people were raised from the dead, and many miracles happened in the faith chapter. And it was beautiful, beautiful. The first part of that chapter just is absolutely inspiring. The last part of the chapter changes the tone a little bit. People are they're destitute. They're living in caves. They're sawn asunder. They're slaughtered for the cause of Christ. But people don't understand this. Folks, listen, this is important. The same faith by which Noah built the ark is the same faith where people are sawn asunder. The same God is taking care of his people in the way at the present time brings him glory. Understand this. This is not happening by accident. I can't promise you a bed of roses the rest of your life because you love Christ. Maybe you won't have to take part of so-called miracles. Maybe you'll be one once put in prison for the glory of God. But your faith will sustain you just like it did all that we call the heroes of faith. The heroes of faith also went to prison. Apostle Paul did. Peter did. They went to prison. They were stoned like Stephen. So don't think that faith is going to guarantee you a free ride. That is not what it's all about. Faith keeps you walking for Christ no matter what happens. That's what faith is. That's what faith does. And faith will sustain you if you keep your eyes on Christ. All right, let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Somebody talking Revelation, I was going to be there. I was going to call.
Okay.
All right. I sent you, and did you get your book I sent you?
I did. Okay.
Okay. Hello, Pastor, the other one.
Pastor and David. David's his name.
David. David, okay. He was talking about the false preachers, the false, and that's all in Revelations. That's all they're talking about that. Revelations is all spiritual. The reformers, in their definitions, it's all spiritual. Every bit of it.
Oh.
Every bit.
Okay. Yeah, well.
And to them was commanded that they should not kill them, but that they should be vexed 5 months, and that their pain should be as the pain that cometh of a scorpion, which he had done a man. Well, let's see what the definition is. The election of a being vexed. The election of a certain space and at times are in trouble, for the grasshoppers endure but from April to September, which is 5 months. And then for at the beginning of you sting of their consciousness, seemeth is nothing, but except they soon seek remedy, they perish. So as soon as they look to be saved, to be straightened out, because they have done this to everyone else, they go, they die.
Okay, I don't think I quite follow that exactly. Dave, do you have any comments on that? I don't know if I quite follow it or not.
No, I'm sorry. She was breaking up. I could every other word. I apologize.
Now, that's all right. There's no problem. I had a hard time, too. But Jan, thanks for the call. Got to jump and move on here, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jan's always out there listening. Bless her heart every night. But now, folks, the line, we only have one line open, actually. I just found out. Our producer just said we have one line open. So if you're trying to call and not busy, try again. I apologize. Something happened to a couple more lines. It's the way it is. 844-769-2944. It's open now. Jump right on it. So, David, what I think both of us are agreeing on, we're seeing interesting times in the future. And they could be somewhat, I guess you say, a little bit scary from a physical standpoint. But if we understand that our God is still in control and we're here to do His will, that we're born for this time and purpose, it shouldn't scare us too much, should it?
Well, no, because Jesus did, here's the things Jesus did when He walked the face of the earth. It's three things. I mean, He did many, but I want to bring up three. Number one is He healed the sick. Number two is He cast out demons. Number three is He raised the dead. Now, what He did in all cases is He came, He had authority, He had power. He came against demonic influences, whether it was the demons of sickness, the demons in general, or the demons of death. He came and He broke those chains. So we have to understand, we have the same power in us that Jesus possessed. It was transferred to us. So, and this is what I teach on, Pastor, is once we understand and put into our souls and into our minds, because we have the mind of Christ, that we have that same power, and we walk in that power, walk in that authority, demons will tremble. They have
Amen.
To tremble.
Amen.
Because that's what Jesus said they would do, and we know God always tells the truth. So
Amen.
When you walk into a room and you carry that spiritual authority with you, the demons, they automatically start shaking. They don't know what to do. So what I'm trying to say is it is scary, but we're the winners. We're on the winning side. And as long as
Amen.
We understand we have the authority and we exercise that authority, who cares? We are winners because we're on God's side.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Yeah, thanks so much for this, because I tell you, we're in some interesting times. I tell you, I've seen more people in the fear in the flesh out here. They you got to get your vaccine, you got to wear your mask, got to, you know, they're not fearing God. And
Amen.
Also tonight, and there also there's a report that I got from a good source that a lot of these comedian shows, like the satanic, I call Howard Stern, he's a Satanist, they're all run by the Kabbalists. They're all New World Order media. They're run by the George Soros Foundation. And if people, you know, if they don't take a stand and get the and don't look at themselves, what's going on, if things get really bad, like I always try to tell people this, what are you going to do in order for your human, what God made you to be, to prep for yourself, to plant food, grow food, when there's food shortages, what are you going to do? It's that fear-mongering. You know, I love that there's
sure.
great people out here I love, but I want to help them spiritually, because these globalists want to rob our souls, Butch. We're in a lot
they do.
Of deep trouble
they
out
do.
Here.
They do. You know, the Bible says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares himself for it. All people that understand what's coming are prepared for it spiritually above all things, and then mentally and spirit and physically also. Nothing wrong with folks with preparing yourself with some storable food and a water filter. You may need that. I mean, Noah prepared the ark before the earth was judged. Prepare yourself, but do not walk in fear. Good call, Chris. Anything else?
I just wanted to say, Jason called tonight. Thank you for your prayers. He sounded upbeat. He does suffer from autism, but thank you all out there for your prayers.
All right. Thanks, report. Appreciate it, Chris. And folks, we're down about the last 3 minutes here. We got another lines open again, 844-769-2944. Sorry that other two lines are down, but this happens, folks. This is live radio. And David, we're down to the last few minutes. We're going to take Mick in New Mexico. Mick will be our last caller. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Who are we in the Bible? That's the main question.
We are Israel.
Who is Israel? Okay, then who is the enemy?
Well, now, obviously, it's a follower of Satan. It's the Esau Edom crowd and the followers of Satan, yes.
Okay. By the way, here's something funny. You know, Lucifer does not mean Satan.
Do what now? I can barely hear you.
I said, you know that Lucifer is not Satan.
Okay, who is he?
That's Nebuchadnezzar.
I've read that in the Bible, too. I know where you're getting that. I have. I know where you're getting that from. I don't know if you agree with me, but I know what you're talking about.
The Bible. People call Esau Edom. That's who is doing it.
Okay. All right, Mick, I hate jumping down the last minute, so thanks for the call. Appreciate it. David, any comments on that? And we'll move on to the last few seconds here.
Yeah, well, we are God's children. That's who we are. And the enemy is Satan. I go back to the garden. I go back to Jesus facing the enemy. It doesn't matter what name you want to give it. You've got the evil one, and you've got God. That's about as simple as it's going to be. So which side are we going to be on? I don't know about you, Pastor. I want to be on God's side.
Amen.
And,
there are two kingdoms. There are two kingdoms. Go ahead.
Two kingdoms. If anybody wants to know about the TV series Last Evangelist, could they go to lastevangelist.com? I'd like to ask them if you're interested to go to lastevangelist.com.
Sure.
If you want to be in the series, you want to be a part of it. Folks, this is God's series, not ours, and we're asking God's people to come on board with this. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. And DavidHebner.tv if they want to come and see any of the teachings that we do, any of the shows.
LastEvangelist.com.
Yeah, the LastEvangelist.com, and it's partner funded, and no investor money. God said, don't take any of the evil money. And we have DavidHebner.tv, which is where we're going to air it. And so everything's in-house, and I just wanted to invite people there if they would like to come.
All right, David, and I'm going to check it out myself. And thanks so much for being with us tonight. I'll be in touch in the very near future with you, okay?
All right, Pastor Bush, thank you. God bless you and everyone listening.
All right, thank you so much, folks. We love you, and see you off tomorrow between 9 and 4. Looking forward to talking to you. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.